12,691, Mary A. Skiol and Daniel M. Skiol seek a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115-25, 115-184, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the corner of Balsa Street and Sally's Drive within the Quaint Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 37707 Balsa Street, Ocean View. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 829. The applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a proposed fence. We received 3 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
If you would please come forward, be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Mary Scioli, 37707 Balsa Street, Ocean View, Delaware.
And I see a gentleman there. I'll swear you both in at the same time. Can you
state Daniel Scioli, 37707 Balsa Street.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony that gives the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
So basically what we are asking for is we currently bought the house in 2015. There was a pool that was already installed where it is located on, quote, the front of the property. Although we have a unique lot, it's actually a corner with the main width of the house being on Sally Drive. And the front of the house actually is on Sally Drive. As far as I'm concerned, that's where the front door is. That's where the main house is. Balsa Street only has the garage entrance and then the back entrance. The previous owners in 2001 had, I believe, got a variance because she put a pool in, and that was the only location that they could at the time to put a pool in. So the pool's been there. Currently, right now, the fence that is surrounding that pool is nothing but a wood pallet type of fence with another like extra foot of lattice work above it. It's splintering, the nails are coming out, it's unsafe. As far as more of the neighborhood, we're getting more children in the area and animals. I easily see that they could even get through that or get over the fence. It's just not a safe type of thing. I've been speaking with my neighbor even on Saturday, William Cooper, and he said the fence is not even to code since it's only currently right now about 5 foot, and we're asking to do a 6 foot fence and replacing that entire fence for safety purposes. And just looking to actually improve the neighborhood and the safety of it.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes. Really.
Any questions from the board?
I do have pictures that I had sent in of the current condition of the fence.
You did get those. I'm familiar with the area. I used to live on Balsa Drive.
Did you really?
Yes.
So that I'm sure you knew the rights.
I know exactly where you're
talking
about. I know
Bill.
Mr. Cooper, you were referencing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with the pool and the fence also. The neighbors on lot 26, spoken to them.
Which is lot 26?
Which would be 828 as we're looking at it.
Yes, I spoke with Kelly because she was questioning why it would even require a variance, and she was supportive. However, I did not get a letter from her. I did get one from Mr. Cooper. Valerie, who is my neighbor across the street, gave me a signed one, which I brought today since we hadn't been down. And both Mary and Mike Connor, whose two houses, or the house down from Kelly. And actually, Kelly was supportive. She even would like if I take the cypress tree out. It's actually overshadowing her property as well, which is at the one end of the pool fence currently, which I will be doing. I didn't quite even realize that cypress was ours.
I thought I read this in here, but just for the record, white vinyl, right?
Correct. It'll be like white and a tan.
Have you had, or do you need homeowners association approval?
No, since there is none in, not in Queen Acres, there is none.
Okay. Where it's positioned, any visibility issues from the road?
No.
You think it will be?
I don't think so.
So you've talked to your neighbors?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And they're all in support of certainly making it safer.
Sure.
And actually, the height, it did not bother them.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you actually, you're actually on three roads, I think.
Correct.
All the way too.
Exactly.
We are.
That whole, it's that whole double corner.
Yes.
And I, apparently, I'm assuming the reason she couldn't put the pool in another spot is the well is right next to the pool and the septic system's in the front of the house over to the one corner on Sally. And of course, now we have public sewer and water, but I'm sure that's why she couldn't build there and put the pool in.
Mr. Sheriff, do you have any questions?
Ms. Norwood, just to clarify, it's considered a corner with a double front. Is that right?
Right.
So Balsa's considered the front and Sally's Drive is a corner front?
Yes.
Is that right? And Ms. Scioli, how tall is the current fence?
5 foot.
So this will be slightly taller than that?
Yeah, 6 foot. So one more foot.
You had mentioned that you had a letter of support. Do you have, did you submit that into the record?
I had surgery recently and I just gotten down again this past weekend. I have Mr. Cooper's with me. Mary and Mike Conover had given me theirs, and then I also have Valerie Fisher's.
Okay. Any of those that you haven't already submitted on the record, you can give those to Ms. Norwood so
sure.
She can get those submitted?
Absolutely. As I said, I missed Kelly. She was working, and then just with my schedule, I didn't see her today, this weekend.
The only other question I have, your property line on Balsa Street, it looks like from that aerial that there's probably a gap between the property line and the edge of paving. Do you know if your property line matches the edge of Balsa Street, or if not, how far that would your fence is from the edge of paving on Balsa Street?
The property line, as her variance had shown it, my double check was 15 foot from the property line. The one end of the pool, as you can visualize right there, is very minimal space between the end of the corner of the pool and that fence. So you can barely walk around that one corner.
No, I'm talking from your property line, that yellow line there.
Yes.
There appears to be a grassy area, because that would be your front property line, from there to the edges of Balsa Street, the paving. Do you see the paved area on the aerial?
Oh, the driveway?
Yeah. Well, not the driveway, the actual road.
Yes.
You see that grassy area? That grassy area appeared to be part of the right-of-way, at least on our tax map.
Okay.
Do you know if there is a kind of a gap there between the edge of paving of the road and where your property line begins?
Yeah, there is.
Yes, there is.
And about how far is that?
14 to 15 feet.
Okay. And how far is that fence going to be from your property line? Is it going to be right on it, or is it going to be off the property line?
It will be like right on the property line on the back end, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That helps.
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. No further questions.
Okay.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12691? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12691? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12691, the variance
variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent property. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12691 has been approved.
Thank you very much.